This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
What is the latest? What is going on with his upcoming intestinal surgery?
Yes, in fact, today Pope Francis will be at Gemelli Hospital for what is being called a small abdominal operation. It's called a laparotomy, and it's allegedly for a hernia. And so it's thought that this is linked to his July 2021 surgery, which is, of course, for diverticulitis. It was a colon surgery. And they're saying that he will be in the hospital for at least 2 days, possibly more, but are also expecting a full recovery, John.
Well, anytime the Holy Father goes in the hospital, obviously, there's a lot of concern and a lot of prayers. And he's going into the same Gemelli Hospital that other pontiffs have gone in, including Pope John Paul II.
Yes, in fact. So there's even a special suite that is typically used by the popes there. And yesterday, this all began with a visit to the hospital. It was a day hospital, especially for the elderly. And this is following up. You may recall that back on the 26th of May, the Holy Father had a fever. The end of March, he spent 4 days in the hospital for bronchitis. And then we've also watched him over this last about year and a half, where he's been suffering from knee pain and using a wheelchair and a cane. Now, despite all of this, John, indeed, the Holy Father just announced an upcoming trip to Mongolia at the end of August, beginning of September. And also at this point is continuing with his plan to be there for World Youth Day in Lisbon from the 2nd to the 6th of August. So we will see. Of course, we'll keep our eye on this and see how all of this shakes out.
Well, with a lot of things going on in the Holy Father's schedule, it was kind of amazing that he actually had the Wednesday audience this morning and then just took himself to the hospital.
Yes, exactly. And I'm sure that was very intentional, that the Vatican wanted to make sure that he was there to be able to deliver his catechesis to the tens of thousands of pilgrims gathered in St. Peter's Square this morning.
So what was the main message of Pope Francis at his general audience this morning before he went to the hospital?
Well, he continued to talk about saints, our spiritual heroes who we can look to, who demonstrate apostolic zeal. And today he focused on St. Therese, the little flower, who is the patroness of missions, even though she was never personally sent on an actual mission to a foreign country. So he asked the question, what does it mean to be a missionary? And he said that it's anyone who lives as an instrument of God's love exactly where they are. So it's those who will do everything so that their witness and their prayers and their intercession show Christ through them. So he said that people, of course, they can learn a new language, they can do good works, but it's those who just live as an instrument of God's love anywhere they are that are real missionaries. And he talked about the words of Saint Therese, that she said she wanted to save souls. She wanted to forget herself, and that she would continue to do that even after her death, spending her heaven doing good on earth. And Pope Francis said she was a spiritual sister to missionaries. Those who were in distant lands, she accompanied them with letters and with intercessory prayer. And he said that this kind of intercession, when it's coupled with charity, is what he called the engine of missions. So he went on to say that the church needs hearts like those of Saint Therese, because it draws people to love and it brings them closer to God. So he finished the audience today asking all to pray for the passion, that same kind of passion that Therese demonstrates to show Jesus to others. And incidentally, tomorrow, her relics arrive at the Church of San Luigi de Francesi, St. Louis of the French, which contains those wonderful three Caravaggios that have to do with the life of St. Matthew. So it's not only St. Therese's relics, but also those of her parents that people will be able to go and venerate. And in addition to that, John, the Pope today also spoke about an upcoming mission tomorrow on the 8th of June. And it's called 1 Minute for Peace. This is being sponsored by the International Forum of Catholic Action. It's an ecumenical event asking everyone to stop tomorrow for 1 minute to pray for peace. And that will be at 1 p.m. Rome time. So, of course, Eastern time zone is 6 hours earlier than that, and Central 7 hours earlier than that, and so forth. So mark your calendar, set an alarm on your phone to participate in 1 minute for peace tomorrow, John.
Well, it's so interesting to see the Holy Father with a beautiful message invoking one of my favorite saints, the little flower, Saint Therese, this morning before heading to the hospital. If anybody is just joining us, Ashley, this is really this surgery for the Holy Father. It is expected to go well. It is not considered major.
Yes, in fact, the words that they have been using are minor, simple, and full recovery. So that's what the Vatican keeps repeating to us. Of course, you know, the Pope yesterday went to the hospital, to the day hospital for a checkup, and they're saying that this was the result of that analysis, and they're definitely positioning it as though it's quite routine. In fact, when he came home yesterday, the big emphasis was that it was a very quick checkup. He was home before noon. And so it was unexpected to get this news, but it's definitely being positioned in the way that there's that it should be a relatively simple procedure. And we shall see how long he stays in the hospital. They're telling us a minimum of 2 days, but it could be more.
Well, even when the Holy Father just goes to the hospital for a checkup, it becomes big news and it's covered
right,
by all the networks.
Right.
And, you know, obviously, anytime Pope Francis goes into the hospital, you know, we pray for him in a special way. Meanwhile, the state of Lazio is pulling its support of the annual Pride Parade. What is happening with that?
Yes, that's big news right now here, John. You can imagine. So this is an annual event that occurs in Rome. It's put on by a group called Queer Resistance, and it's scheduled to happen this weekend. But the regional administrator of Lazio has pulled support, and he's the governor of Lazio named Francesco Rocca. And he says that this group actually supports surrogacy. And he said that that is an illegal activity, and Lazio cannot support renting the womb. And so therefore has pulled its support of the group. Now, and it's also said that this has come from urging from various pro-life groups who've been making their voices heard, asking for this support to be removed. Now, in the meantime, the Queer Resistance group says that this is an attack from the ultra-right Catholic Taliban. That was their exact quote.
Wow.
Whereas the government says that their patronage is being exploited. In the meantime, Rome itself, the capital city of the state of Lazio, has assured its patronage through the mayor, says that it will support the event in every way. So we'll certainly continue to see what happens as this situation unfolds, John.
Well, it's interesting, Ashley, that these pride parades are controversial, not only here in America, but also in Italy. And obviously, mm-hmm. I wish the Dodgers would change their mind the
right.
way that the state of Lazio has changed its mind with their upcoming event on the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
Yes, exactly. So we hope and pray for the best.
Absolutely. Meanwhile, we've got a feast that is quite important in Italy coming up in a couple of days on June 9th, the Feast of St. Gerard, Bishop. How will this feast be celebrated there in Italia?
Well, imagine that in a small town in Basilicata, they're expecting about 130,000 people to turn out. And in addition to various masses and times of prayer, as well as a big procession featuring a statue of St. Gerard, there will also be a great big parade, a parade with about 1,200 people participating. And so what they're doing in the parade is they are recreating three different moments, three different miracles to which they attribute the intercession of the Bishop St. Gerard. And the biggest is in 1100 when an attack of the Ottomans was thwarted through the intercession of St. Gerard. And so there will be, as part of this parade, imagine people dressed up as Turkish fighters, people dressed up as knights and ladies, as well as jugglers and acrobats and musicians. There'll be flag wavers, there'll be horses, there'll even be sword throwers. So in typical Italian fashion, we like to celebrate the faith in a really big way over here, John.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Narona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.